We are talking today with Barbara Floyd Jones of NeighborWorks America. They create opportunities for people to live in affordable homes, improve their lives, and strengthen their communities. And we're talking today during National Consumer Protection Week about loan modifications. Now, those aren't bad, but I guess loan modification scams are. What is a loan modification scam?
A loan modification scam is a scam that is introduced by individual or company in which they ask a homeowner to pay money using the terms of a processing fee or some other term that they give it, but they ask the homeowner to pay a fee with the lie or with the promise that they are going to help the homeowner secure a modification. And that modification is a modification to their mortgage loan product. And so many homeowners are seeking that avenue if they've tried to refi and they cannot for a variety of reasons. It could be their current employment situation or the housing market. There could be a variety of conditions in which they are not eligible for the refi. They'll try for a modification. And so scammers know that the homeowners are vulnerable. They know that the homeowners don't often know all of the rules. So I'm glad that you're educating your listeners today so they won't become victims of such scams.
How is it the scammer comes in contact with somebody who is looking for this kind of a thing?
Sometimes they'll use the old-fashioned method, and we call that phishing. So they may send out hundreds of thousands of letters within a zip code. They may buy zip codes in areas where they have high rates of foreclosure or high rates of delinquencies, and they'll send that out. They make those letters look so official. They may put government logos. They may even use the lender's name, and they'll say, you're eligible for modification or you're eligible for a refinance. Call our customer service department immediately to get the process started. So that is one way they'll do that. Another way is homeowners that are using the internet to find information. So once you type in those keywords, modification assistance or loan modification or foreclosure prevention, once you start typing in those keywords, the scammers have access to that information, and they will, in fact, then start sending email correspondence to the homeowner trying to get their attention and get them to conduct business with them. And then sometimes, you know, we get complaints from homeowners that receive the information through a referral. Sometimes it's those in your communities of faith or in your neighborhood who also say that they've worked with these companies. And at that time, those people may not realize that they're working with scammers. So why not pass on the information to someone? Because they think they're helping their friend or their neighbor.
Let's talk about some of the red flags, things that they may ask for or the procedures that they are doing that may make you think this is probably not a good idea.
The top sign would be collecting a fee. Now, they should never ask for a fee in advance of you getting the modification. And the Federal Trade Commission banned that practice, but many homeowners are not aware of that. And so they may call it a processing fee. They may call it a document review fee. Whatever they're calling it, it is against the law for a company or individual to ask for that money. They may also ask the homeowner to sign some paperwork that they're not aware of or fully understand. And so the homeowner will sometimes sign that paperwork. That paperwork, in a lot of ways, could harm the homeowner. Maybe it's signing over the home and the homeowner doesn't even realize it. They will often pitch themselves as lawyers, and hopefully this doesn't offend any of your listeners because there are lawyers that say, hey, I'm a lawyer and I'm doing a great job. I'm not talking about the lawyers that are doing what they're supposed to do, but quite honestly, we've had an uptick in reports that involve lawyers or people who pretend to be lawyers. So you would normally pay a lawyer retainer fee, and that's an acceptable fee to pay. But it's not acceptable when the lawyer is not licensed to practice in that state. It's not acceptable when the lawyer is not even licensed to conduct law within that line of business. It's not acceptable when the person is just lending their name to a scam operation so they can collect the fees. And in a lot of cases, the person isn't even a lawyer. So I think the homeowner, you know, may not know where to check. They might not know who to turn to make sure that, in fact, this is a legitimate source for assistance. And in that case, we would say, don't make it difficult. Work with the lender, call the number on the back of the mortgage statement, and work with a HUD-approved housing counseling agency, because they will assist the homeowner on finding all of the programs that they're eligible for. The homeowner may know of only one, but the housing counselor would definitely know about all of the programs.
We're talking today with Barbara Floyd-Jones of NeighborWorks America about some loan modification scams during National Consumer Protection Week. So you're actually sometimes getting face-to-face with people. It's not just over an email or transactions online where these people could be in another country or somewhere. Many of these are actually people that you go see and you hand over things to them?
Yes. I mean, when we first started this campaign, people were meeting individuals in the parking lot of fast food restaurants and conducting business with them. And they thought that that was a legitimate way to conduct business. But sometimes we have foreclosure prevention events, and the scammers will stand in the parking lot, and they will approach homeowners as they're getting out of their cars, and they'll say, don't go in there. They can't help you. If you work with me, I'll definitely get you the results you're looking for. So, yes, they're still meeting with them face-to-face, but quite often it is done over the Internet.
Well, the people obviously are in a desperate need for something, and somebody gives them what they think is the cure, and more bad things are happening. Again, where can people go to get the good information about how to work with their loan modification or with their lender so that they can hang on to their home and they won't go through this bad process?
Great question. So to find trusted and reliable help, go to the campaign website at loanscamalert.org. You can find assistance as well as report a scam if you have been scammed or you know of a scam. You can also call the campaign hotline. We partner with the Hope Alliance, and that number is 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673.
Barbara Floyd-Jones of NeighborWorks America, thanks for sharing the good information and keeping people alert of what's out there. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.